Scientists, it takes security extremely seriously, following the claims in the Sunday Telegraph. Almost £3.5 billion has been awarded to Fujitsu in the form of treasury-linked contracts, despite the company's involvement in the IT Horizon scandal. More than a billion's worth came after the High Court ruled the botched software led to the wrongful convictions of hundreds of post office workers. One of them, Lee Castleton, is not happy.
It certainly doesn't surprise me. It's terrible, isn't it, really? But, you know, it's a small marketplace. There's a lot of competition in that marketplace. It makes you question whether things are being done properly.
The government says it welcomes Fujitsu's decision to pause work bids until an inquiry concludes. The Foreign Secretary says he's deeply concerned about the prospect of a military offensive in Rafah. Over half of Gaza's population are sheltering in the area. Yesterday, Israeli airstrikes there killed dozens of people. Sport. England and Ireland still have hopes of the Grand Slam in Rugby Union's Six Nations. England beat Wales 16-14 after trailing by 9 points at half-time. Despite the loss, Wales captain Dafydd Jenkins can't fault the team's attitude.
They stick in it every time and give it their all, but international rugby now, it's all about winning. To fall short on those two losses hurts a lot. We've got to start turning those losses into wins.
Scotland were beaten 2016 at home by France, with the Scots convinced Sam Skinner should have been awarded a game-winning try in stoppage time. And it's as you were at the top of the Premier League after wins for leaders Liverpool and Manchester City. Liverpool beat Burnley 3-1 and City saw off Everton 2-0, so Jurgen Klopp's side remained 2 points clear. Rangers, Aberdeen and Hibernian were all winners in the Scottish Cup. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Good morning, it's just after 8 a.m. and time for a quick weather update. Today sees areas of cloud and rain soon clear away. Variable clouds and isolated showers expected throughout the day with a chance of heavy downpours. Winds are westerly, 7 miles per hour, gusting to 22 miles per hour. Temperatures of 10 degrees Celsius inland and 9 degrees Celsius coastal.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Oh,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that one there was Jodie and the Jams of Liberation. I'm here this morning for the Sunday Breakfast Show. Myself, Siobhan Copeland. I'm here from 8 till 10 a.m. every Sunday, all being well. Hope your morning is off to a lovely start. Yes, I haven't got any guests in today. I had a guest in last week, the lovely Sam Scott, who is a local author. And she's got about, well, she's been very busy since pandemic. I think she's done 7 books. So, work rate, very impressive, I must say. Very, very impressive. And I wanted to just share with you a few things in this morning news. That's what I'm going to be doing this morning. Of course, we have the news at the top of every hour. But I also want to just share with you some more lighter news as well, because when we listen to the actual news, it's often quite heavy, isn't it? But I wanted to share some light news with you as well. So yesterday marked the new Chinese New Year. So of course we brought in the new year on the 1st of January, but the Chinese New Year is a different sort of calendar, and it's all marked by a different animal each year. So this year it is the year of the dragon. It's the year of the wood dragon. I had a feng shui expert in actually a few weeks ago, Susan Royer, and she's an author, she's an author and a feng shui interior therapy therapist. She's very good at what she does, but I was a little bit scared actually when she said this year is not going to be good. She actually told me off air. She said the wood dragon, it means there's going to be lots of turbulence and lots of change and all of this kind of thing. But actually, I've always thought of change as being quite a good thing. And if we look on the positives of change, it also, the wood dragon also represents progress and transformation and innovation and growth. And they're the areas that I like to focus on: growth, innovation, and progress. And I think that's what we should all be looking to do every year, really. But it's nice to have these little reminders, whether or not you kind of buy into the whole concepts and what they represent. It's still nice to kind of have something that's a symbol of hope, a symbol of that we can progress and we're not just stuck where we are. And so yeah, that is it. It's the year of the dragon, so I hope that it brings you all good fortune, and whatever it is that you want to progress in, that it works out for you. So I'll be back in just a few moments.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us, be part of our journey.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Daydream. I fell asleep amid the flowers. For a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers. For a couple of hours, such a beautiful day. Asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
And that there was
98 FM.
Daydream in Blue. I daydream. I monster, it says daydream. I thought it was by someone else, but that's what it says here anyway, so I'll go with that. The time now is just after 20 past 8. We're going to have a quick travel update in a few moments. And, yeah, just been taking it easy this morning, easing into the Sunday. Hope you're enjoying your morning, whether you're having a lazy start or out and about already. It's interesting, when I got my Uber this morning, he's like, oh yeah, I've dropped you here before in the morning. And I said, oh really? I said, I'm so sorry, I couldn't remember, I've only been doing it. Are you sure? I was like, I think I've been here 3 weeks, I'm not sure. I was like, after my coffee, I'll probably remember. But I quite like this early start myself, I do. Gets it, you know, gets me out the house early, so it kind of gets me out and, yeah, just sort of energised for the day, ready to take on the rest of the day. When you're sort of at home and wake up a bit later and stuff, you know, before you know it, half the day's gone, isn't it? But I'm out and about, early doors. And, well, not out and about, I'm here in the studio, obviously, but I was out, out the house early enough. So now it is that time, it is time for a quick travel update, because the time now is 25 past 8. So let's have a look at what is going on for the travel in our local area.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, currently we have the M25 anti-clockwise entry slip at Junction 1A Erith. There are roadworks that are currently active, and that's going to be going on till the 11th of Feb, till about 5 a.m. All lanes are closed. The M25 anti-clockwise between junctions J1A Erith and J31 Thurrock. There are also roadworks currently active until the 11th of Feb. The A2 westbound exit slip to the A227, lane 1 is closed due to roadworks, and this is also expected until midday on the 11th of Feb. The M25 anti-clockwise at junction 1A Erith, lanes 3 and 4 will be closed, roadworks are planned. Again, that should be going on now from 10 on the 11th of Feb till 5 on the 12th of Feb. So these are upcoming some more planned roadworks that are happening there. And that looks like, let's just double check I haven't missed anything. Yeah, that actually looks all good. Other than that, of course, there's no traffic at this time in the morning. So there should be some disruption around until 5 a.m, as I say, on the M25 mainly. But other than that, it's all good. So stay safe out there.
Mix FM. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to play. So, you'll just have to pray.
Right there. Sorry about that. So the time now is almost 8:35. I'm going to give you a quick little little update on what events are on in the local area. And here we are.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So, on Sunday, the live blues are happening at the Checkers. That's at High Street Billericay. The Jack Austin Dempsey Blues Band will be playing live at the Checkers at 3 p.m. today. Free admission. More details can be found in the Facebook group, facebook.com, The Checkers Billericay. And, of course, every Monday, Phoenix FM's very own Open Mic Night, Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill, Worley Brentwood, hosted by very own Pet Kev Piggott from 8 till 10. All tracks are recorded and a selection's played on the Sunday Session Show, which is right after this show, every Sunday from 10 a.m. More details can be found at the Facebook group, facebook.com, groups. I'm not going to give you the numbers because there's like there's about 20,000 numbers on there, but you'll find it on the Phoenix FM website, so do check that out if you... But it's at the Essex Arms, Worley Hill. And it is actually sold out now. There is an event next Saturday, so I won't tell you about that because it's sold out, but there's Travels in Argentina, the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay, and that's a talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, chairman of BCCS Chelmsford branch, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society, 8 till 10 p.m. £3 visitors are welcome, of course. Refreshments are also available. More details at billericay.com/horticultural/society.co.uk. There's also a New Orleans Jazz Cafe with a Big Easy Five at the Folds Art Centre in Langdon Road, Billericay. It's a free jazz cafe session with a Big Easy Five. Just feed the kitty. Coffee, tea and biscuits will be available, and more details available at facebook.com, The Fold Billericay.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
To my life. For you, it comes
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
With Inner Smile. Hope you're feeling happy this morning. Be lovely if I could put a smile on your face. So, just as I mentioned earlier, I like to just sort of look at the news, and not just the doom and gloom, but also the lighter stuff. So, sharing some of that kind of news with you. Sony has reportedly paid Michael Jackson's estate £475 million for the rights to half of his music catalogue. The deal would be the biggest ever for the work of a single musician. It's reported to include tracks by other artists acquired by Jackson's Myjack publishing group, such as Elvis Presley Jackson. Elvis Presley. Jackson died in 2009 at age 50, sold 400 million records. Quite a record. And here is Paloma Faith with Bad Woman.
So I spin the wheel and then I call the shots in the end. Walk away from my homestead. Say I'm better on my own instead. Well, you can have the glory while I drive into the sunset.
Paloma Faith there with Bad Woman. Next up, we're going to have travel updates coming up at 25 past nine and some weather and news at the top of the hour as well. I don't know if you've had breakfast yet, but you might be curious to know, in the House of Lords, what is the most popular snack there? Do you ever wonder what the politicians might go for in the tuck shop there or in the old cafeteria? Well, top of the list of snacks are not the posh snacks that you might imagine. In fact, cheese and onion crisp are the favourite snacks in the House of Lords. Peers and Parliament staff bought 2,580 bags in the Lords last year, beating salt and vinegar, of course, by 2,322. Oh, I can't bear salt and vinegar crisp. They always sting my lips, actually, so I never, ever eat salt and vinegar crisps. No, that when I get that multi six pack, it's just the ready salted and the cheese and onion, never ever the salt and vinegar. But the next popular treat was our four fingered Kit Kat, a record 2,298 sales. You know what, I must admit, I like eating chocolate and crisp together. The two textures and taste together taste really good. If you haven't tried it yet, then do give it a try. I wonder if any of them, how many of them, I wonder, were eating their cheese and onion crisp with their Kit Kat at the same time. So next up is Steps with What the Future Holds.
One more teardrop, the surface tension breaks. And if the surface tension breaks, then
I'm drowning in my history.
That there, Steps, with What the Future Holds. In fact, I'll tell you a little fun fact about me. When I was about 11, it was the World Cup. I don't know if that was 95, was it? 11 or 13, no older than that. I actually got to perform on stage along with Steps. It was really a teenage dream come true. At the time, my dad managed to get me involved with football track that his friend had written, and I was in the video, and we went on stage at Shepherd's Bush Empire for the Five Night Stand. So I got to meet Steps, Five, and Bewitched. And I'm sure there were some others there, because it was five different acts, but they were the three that I really remember. Steps, Bewitched, and Five. Got to meet them all backstage, got to be on stage, do a little dance on there with my best friend at the time. Definitely goes down as one of the memories that I will never forget. And that was when they were huge, weren't they, Steps? They were really huge. But it's good to see they're still making music. Anyway, this song now, in fact, is called Phoenix. It's by Phoenix, and it's called 1901. So I'll let you hear it now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.